Hey, everybody, before we get you into this episode of Our Kids Play Hockey, we want to give a big shout out to our title sponsor, NHL Sense Arena, who were recently given access to the Meta Store. That has been something they have been trying to achieve for a long time. And right now, in your VR headset, if you go to the Meta Store, guess what's there? NHL Sense Arena. You no longer have to go to their website to download the game. We've said it many times on this show. We love what Sense Arena is able to provide for you, the listener, to your young hockey player in a VR way to experience the game like never before. And as you can imagine, now that they're on the Meta Store, things have changed a little bit. We are now offering 10% off an annual plan of NHL Sense Arena when you use the code, and you might want to write this one down, HNS-72A36D. Leave it to Facebook for an ad like that, HNS-72A36D, and that'll get you 10% off your annual plan of NHL Sense Arena on the Meta Store. But without any further ado, let's dive into this episode of Our Kids Play Hockey right now. Hello, hockey skaters and goalies around the world, and welcome back to another edition of The Ride to the Rink. It's Lee with you today, and I got a pretty important topic here, one that was actually suggested from our Kids Play Hockey group from parents and kids. The question being, how do you be a good teammate or a good parent when you don't make the team that you want to make? Well, let me first start out by saying this. Regardless of what team you make, whether it's the team you've always wanted to make or you got shafted and you feel like you were wrong and are on the wrong team, you always need to be a good teammate and a good parent. And I think we do need to define a little bit about what that means. But before I do that, let me just talk a little bit, because I know we are at the time period of the season when you've most likely made a team, right? And look, it's always split making the team you want to make versus the team you don't want to make. First off, let's start with the team you don't want to make. Let's say you got to a lower level or you didn't crack the lineup you wanted to be on. First thing I want to tell you, some of my best years in hockey by far were the years I didn't make the team that I wanted to make. And I think there's several reasons for that. One, my skill level was probably a little elevated for the teams I made. So it made the hockey probably a little bit more fun in that sense that, you know, I was one of the controllers on the ice, was one of the leaders on the ice. But also, I think I had a little bit more drive in those seasons. I wanted to prove people wrong. I wanted to prove myself right. I wanted to show that I had what it take to get to the next level. Also, I had really, really great coaches at those time periods that understood that I was not exactly where I wanted to be. And they helped me accept that this is where I am. This is where I need to develop. This is the position that I need to take on and learn as much as I can. I remember I had one coach, I'll never forget his name, Fred Snickeris, who would sit me down, and this is a team that I wanted to make a higher team that year, for an hour every practice, before every practice with a whiteboard, teaching me the game, teaching me the X's and O's. It's probably one of the reasons I became a coach was because of those little sessions that I had with him. And it brings me to the larger point. Youth hockey is all about development. And the way you approach your team as a team player and as an individual is going to dictate how you develop. If you show up to practice as a parent or a kid with a bad attitude, thinking, I shouldn't be here, I should be there, these kids are not good enough, I'm better, you're not going to develop as much as you want to develop. Adversely, let's say you made the best team you wanted to make. If you show up with, well, I'm on the best team, I did what I wanted to do, and you don't work hard, you're not going to develop. It doesn't matter what team you made, because you control the effort and the mindset that you're putting out to become the best player you can be. If you feel like you got dealt a bad hand, I'm not saying that that's not true, but I'm saying it's done. You can't control that. And now you need to take the steps mentally and physically to assure that you're doing everything you can as a player to become the best hockey player you can be. You only practice a few times a week. You only have games a few times a week. When you think about it, it's only 6-7 hours. What are you doing with the rest of the week? Are you outside training? If you're old enough, are you in the gym doing the things that you need to do to get stronger? Are you studying the game? If you love this game and you are obsessed with this game, and I'm going to say too, it's okay if you're not, you'll put the time in. There's no one team or one coach that is going to make or break you either way, whether it's a great team or not a great team in your mind. There is no situation that makes or break you. You have control over that as a kid. And the parents listening, you have some control over this as well. All of you, when you leave these situations, you have the right to feel whatever you feel. If you're angry or elated or anything and anything in between, that's absolutely normal, right? I'm not telling you not to feel your emotions. I am telling you not to lean in and go, well, if this had happened and that had happened, and if I was on this team and I made that team, don't do that. You're at where you're at. The question should be, okay, this is the situation I'm in. What am I going to do about it? All right. When it comes to being a great teammate, you should be a great teammate no matter what team you're on. I love this quote. I think I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. Good players go on the ice, they get goals and they get assists and they look good. Great players make everyone around them better. So if you made a team that you didn't want to make and you're a little bit of a higher level on that team, make everyone around you great. Make sure you're teaching your friends. Make sure that your teammates know they can come to you and they can learn from you and they can be with you in a team environment. Adversely, you made the big, great team. Search out those players, the ones that want to help you. Ask great questions and you'll get great answers. Parents, for you, because a lot of you ask me this as well, the more involved you get with a team, typically the more you feel like you're included, the less time there is to commiserate. I'm not going to lie to you about that, right? Your kids probably want you involved. And if they don't, that's okay too. But when it gets to the end of the day, your ability to walk into that program or that team together and say, hey, look, we're going to do this and I believe in you and you believe in me and we're going to do this parent and kid or kid and that just I believe in you, it's such an important part of it. I had such great support from my parents when I was playing, and parents, do not underestimate your role in supporting your child and supporting that they have the right to have a dream and supporting their play, right? If you spend all season, kid or parent, saying you deserve to be at a higher level, you deserve to be at a higher level, you're doing a disservice. If you think you deserve to be at a higher level, what are the actions you need to take off the ice, on the ice, to get to the higher level? What can you take from the team you're on now to learn to get to a higher level, all right? It's easy when you're not the top kid on the team because you're learning all the time, right? Again, if you're on a big team, a great team, I can keep going back and forth because the answer is always the same. What can you take from that team to become better? So again, I know a lot of you made teams. I know a lot of kids that are very happy. I know a lot of kids that are very upset. And I'm telling you, your ability to be a great teammate has nothing to do with what team you've made. Nothing. You're a great teammate all the time or you're not. That's just the way that is. Number two, perception. Feel what you feel. I cannot reiterate that enough. You have the right to feel, but do not let those emotions control you. You need to control them. If you think you deserve to be on a better team, prove it. Take this season and become a better player. Find the work ethic off the ice that's going to get you to that next level. There's nothing guaranteed in hockey or in life. The only thing you should be guaranteed is the right to work to get better. And I believe most organizations provide that, right? Hockey is a very political space, but at the end of the day, you control your output, you control your effort, your mindset, and the things you put in your body, both knowledge and food. And that's my advice to you. Don't be a great teammate on the teams you want to be a great teammate. Be a great teammate, period. Don't be a great hockey player on a AA team, a AAA team, and not on a B team. Be a great player, period. It comes down to what you want to take out of the experience. And a bad attitude will never get you where you want to be on either side of the aisle. With that said, a great attitude, an educational attitude, an open mindset, a learning mentality, not a fixed mentality, that's going to help you grow. At the end of the day, no matter where you're at, your ability to develop into the best hockey player you can be is largely on you, kids, and the time you put in. And it also is dependent on making sure that your coaches know that you're interested and you want to learn. Okay, so take the time, no matter where you're at, I want you to know, I believe in you. I want you to have a great season, no matter where you're at. Unfortunately, not every season can be perfect and be the most wonderful thing in the world, but every season can be a learning opportunity. And the culmination of all those youth seasons, the good, the bad, and the in-between is what makes you a complete player, a complete athlete, and the most important, a complete person, which is the most valuable thing, parents, I'm talking to you, that you can get out of this game. The ROI on youth hockey is you become a great person that can step into that real world one day and become a great leader, a great teammate, all the things I talked about, and someone who's going to work hard for the betterment of the team. So even if you don't feel like that's happening to you right now, that's within your control to get that best out of you with that. Okay, so that's what it is. Remember, I believe in you. You need to believe in you too. I'm wishing you the absolute best season no matter where you're at. And we'll continue here the entire offseason with you on the ride to the rink. This has been Lee Elias. We'll see you next time. Skate on, everybody, and enjoy the summer. We hope you enjoyed this edition of Our Kids Play Hockey. Make sure to like and subscribe right now if you found value wherever you're listening, whether it's a podcast network, a social media network, or our website, ourkidsplayhockey.com. Also, make sure to check out our children's book, When Hockey Stops, at whenhockeystops.com. It's a book that helps children deal with adversity in the game and in life. We're very proud of it. But thanks so much for listening to this edition of Our Kids Play Hockey, and we'll see you on the next episode.